This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Bill Clinton said he paid for Chelsea's wedding. That's it. I paid for her wedding. It was not my money. I'm telling you, I don't understand why people talk about this here. I paid for it. Yeah, he did. He got the money from the Clinton Foundation put into his account. Then he paid for it. I'll never forget when Hillary Clinton said, We've
given over 90% of our donations to charity.
They've raised billions of dollars. These people have paid, they had $8 million in flights, in travel costs for the Clinton Foundation. $8 million in 1 year. And that place is a ghost town over there. It's dried up. We've reported about them. How the Clintons operated is, when it's all exposed, when somebody writes a book about it, and it's definitive. Now, Schweikert's already written one, and he's on the money. But when the truth comes out, it's coming out in 2018. This is the year of the demise of the Democrats. Goodness gracious. Happy New Year to you, conservatives. God bless you. Man, Bill Clinton, I paid for her wedding. It's insulting to me that people would even imply that I did not pay for my girl by my wedding. I want you to know. I want you to look at me right now. I paid for Chelsea's wedding. That crooked finger. You can see him looking at you now, can't you? I did not accept money from my foundation to pay for Chelsea's wedding. I took it from some Saudi who paid for me for missile technology. It's so funny to watch these guys backtrack. He's Bill Clinton is protecting the family honor. I've tweeted about that, and somebody immediately, of course, I set it up, but immediately goes, honor, in quotes. I was like, yeah, I get it. It's exactly the way I was thinking about it. Bill Clinton protecting the family honor. I mean, that's like, the madam at the brothel, talking about the sanctity of chastity. I'm just trying to come up with something on the fly. I'm just saying that's how crazy that is. Bill Clinton, mad, boy. He's mad. How dare you? How dare you question how this all happened? How dare you question me when I left the presidency, as Hillary Clinton said? I think she said they were dead broke. And now you're questioning how we got $200 million in the bank. I can pay for Chelsea's wedding. What you talking about? He doesn't understand. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is how crazy the left is. Bill Clinton left the White House dead broke on a salary of $20,000 a month. And Hillary admits it. We were dead broke. We were up to our eyes in mortgages on our multi-million dollar homes. We needed a way to pay for this. And our extortion racket, known as the Clinton Foundation, the family mafioso RICO racketeering organization, was the way to do it. What would you have done? And as she would say, what difference does it make? What difference does it make how we got the money to pay for Chelsea? These $500,000 speeches that led to pay for play that ended up getting us money for Uranium One and Russian collusion and all kinds of stuff. There's not a continent outside of Antarctica these people haven't corrupted or touched. Chelsea, the meme, it had a Hillary's Clinton, what happened, sinking in a nasty swamp in Haiti. I mean, this place was looked like squalor. And you can see the big book, what happened. That's what happened to Haiti. That's what happens around the globe. That's what happens when the Clintons or any other leftist organization takes over. They get together, they meet, they say, what part of the pie do you want? And the Clintons called in contractor after contractor and said, come in and get some of this booty. Just the only thing you got to do, you got to donate money to the Clinton Foundation, and they all did. It is so easy to, here's what you could do. It's so simple, the left will never do it. Go to Haiti, find out who got contracts, look at their books, see who if they donated to the Clinton Foundation. And here's what you're going to find. I'm not even an investigative reporter or recorder. That's what I almost said. And I'm going to tell you this. Go look at who got the contracts. You'll see every one of them by line item are involved with the Clintons. They either donated to the Clinton Foundation or they arranged for a speech or something where the Clintons themselves personally benefited. Guarantee you, I don't even have to think about it. That's how it works. But Bill Clinton says, they don't spend that money on funeral. The trust of the innocent is the liar's most trusted, most useful tool. What about this wedding? You know, come on now. Wedding ain't nothing but a funeral where you smell your own flowers. That's what my uncle was saying. Zig Ziglar said, most people spend more time planning a wedding than they do planning their marriage. Is that not the truth? Come on now. Bill Clinton. The foundation didn't do it. I'm insulted. How dare you? Bill Clinton is telling you right there in that statement, the foundation paid for his daughter's wedding. Almost said funeral. He's telling you. I'm insulted. I cannot believe that you people say this about me. You know me better than this. You know me, America. Yeah, that's why we say it. Bill Clinton's admitting it. But whatever the left tells you, when they go, are you trying to imply that I'm the person involved in this corruption in Benghazi? Or I'm the one that's killing people on the VA waiting list? Or I'm the one that's trying to do a cover-up for the IRS? Or Yeah. How dare you? Every single... Well, we had a scandal-free administration. Barack Obama's telling you, I had tons of scandals. I covered them up. You don't know about them just yet, but, it's all good. Because nobody knows. I was able to keep a... What Barack Obama's telling you is, I was so good at keeping a handle on my scandals, you don't even know about them. But now we got Donald Trump, and it's going to be exposed. And let me tell you, Bill Clinton, your stuff's going to be exposed. WikiLeaks came out and said you paid for that wedding. It was a Doug somebody another, Doug Band. He came out and said, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on here in this Clinton Foundation. It seems like they're always doing kind of stuff. They're paying for Chelsea's wedding. They're doing it. He would have spilled the beans. I'm shocked this dude is still alive. I'm serious. I'm not even joking about it. Seth Rich, many others. You know how many Secret Service people that served under the Clintons are dead? It is an astronomically bad number. I'm not talking about guys that are old, got a lot of war injuries. These are people that served for the Clintons, maybe overheard too much. Dan Bongino, watch out, buddy. Don't let them get you. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I haven't determined what the theme of the show is going to be, but I'll get to it. It'll come and God will send it to you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to tell you, I can call it. I know what's going on. I don't know what it is. It's a gift from God himself. But I can call these things. And I told you guys that there was this cabal around using the word crap hole. They use a different word on TV. Something I can tell you, I haven't heard people use that expletive at all on TV so much. It was crazy to hear. And so I said to you guys, I said, you got to be careful at what's being said. And number one, can you really trust that Trump said that? And I said, I hoped he did. I said, I don't think he did, but I hoped he did. I said, because Donald Trump has a way of bringing things to the fore in a very clever way. Some might say unwittingly, but I don't think it's as unwittingly as people believe. But in a good way, he brings things to the fore that need to be discussed. And the idea of America helping, these crap hole countries that don't do anything for us, and we're supposed to be absorbing their citizens when we're giving them money to help build their infrastructure and their economies, makes no sense. Donald Trump saying, look, let's go over there and get these guys help. We can't be why are we displacing all these people around the world? It makes no sense. Let's go help them. And as opposed to what the Clintons did. But here's what I'm saying. So I hoped he said it. But I said, I don't think he did. I think he may have alluded to it. I've called them third world armpits. You probably called them that. Maybe worse. I don't even care what you call them. It fits. I've been there. I've seen it. You wouldn't want a vacation. You wouldn't want to live there. Most of these places I've gone, yeah, I've gone mostly on business, but there's no way you want to get outside of your hotel area or whatever. Are you kidding? Now, it's not only is it dangerous, it's not even fun community-wise. You know, like you might gallivant, go to Cancun and go out among the indigenous and buy a couple of shots, you know, go negotiate on a zarape or something. But in these countries, man, Angola. I went out amongst the indigenous in Angola. You see poverty beyond belief, counterfeit money. It's almost a joke. We made it a point to get some just so we could bring it back for fun. Counterfeit $20 bills, big time. And you get amongst the indigenous, and it's okay for a minute, but then you start seeing the despair, and I'm telling you, it's depressing. You feel like a cadaver dog that just keeps finding dead bodies. Finally, you're like, man, can somebody else do this? Do it today. I don't feel like going in. But here's the deal about this crap hole, the comment. This is an article. It says, in the contest for the most offended news network after President Trump's reported referring to black nations as crap holes, crap hole countries, CNN wins hands down. Newsbusters, they combed through the CNN transcripts on Nexus for the word crap hole over a 24-hour period on January the 12th, the first full day after the controversial report, and found CNN staffers and guests uncorked profanity 195 times in one day. It doesn't count Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, because they said it could be over 1,000. Now, here's why I'm telling you this. I believe this was an orchestrated thing among the media. Once in the Democrats, once Dick Durbin said, man, he referred to those bunch of crap old countries, which he probably didn't say. He said something, you know, like, you know, are we helping these, you know, whatever, armpit nations? Then Dick Durbin makes the word up. Somebody hears it, a Democrat strategist, I'm telling you how it works, a Democrat strategist went, okay, let's latch onto the word, whew, and push it out. And then they said, we'll make Donald Trump own this word. And thus, I mean, because I'm telling you, I'll ask you this, when have you heard a group of people, a group of so-called journalists, actually say a word like when Joe Biden said it was a big effing deal? That's the way they put it. They didn't go around talking about it's a big, you know, and use the word. Obama said it was he described Libya as an S show, okay, a crap show. You didn't hear a single journalist actually say those words, not one. But Donald Trump supposedly uses the word crap hole, and 195 times CNN alone said the word crap hole with the actual word. Fox not one time said it, told guests not to say it. ABC, CBS, PBS NewsHour also zero. NBS Nightline did it once. And here's the deal. FCC obscenity regulations apply only to broadcast TV, so that's why you could, on the cable networks, they could just blast it out there. Because everybody's wondering, you know, well, aren't there some FCC guidelines? No, not for them. NBC's primetime news, the only ones in Nexus, used 14 crap words from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday. And some were much more aggressive the following day. Don Lemon, I told you guys, 33 times... he said at 22 in the 10 p.m. hour and another 11 in the 11 o'clock hour. Yeah. So I'm telling you, these types of things are orchestrated. That's the point of this. When the left believes that they've latched on to something, and of course, Don Lemon made it racist against blacks, and you know, his whole thing was Donald Trump's a racist. So and then what's his name, Anderson Cooper, made it racist against Haitians, which of course is still, and by extension, blacks. And then he turned it into a relief effort of the earthquake. So he did that. And then, of course, the firestorm of racism continues. Donald Trump's a racist. Donald Trump's a racist. And so then they decided that this is when Maxine Waters and all the congressional black circus clowns get involved and go, we're not going to his State of the Union because he's a racist. And he's a racist up in here. And I ain't about to listen to him because he's a racist. And Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States because he's a racist. And racist, racist, racist. Ha! I feel good, James Brown. So you can see how it all ties together back to what? A losing narrative. A losing narrative. And let me tell you why it's a losing narrative. Because the worst news that could possibly come to the Democrats came recently. You guys probably aren't aware of this, but Donald Trump is actually getting more popular with black folks. I said it. He's getting more popular with black folks. Donald Trump's popularity has doubled among blacks. This is with the cries of racism. And let me tell you, when we come back, because we're going to have to take a break here in a second. But the problem is the left, with everything that they tried to concoct about Donald Trump, they actually made him, well, I'm not going to say they did. Donald Trump has made himself more popular among blacks. He didn't play the saxophone. He didn't soil some intern's dress. He didn't do the things that Bill Clinton did to say, yeah, I'm black, yeah, I'm mess around, I play the saxophone. No, he's doing it with his policies, and black people are getting it. And this is not good news. In fact, I'm going to tell you, it's horrible news for the left. They're not going to report it, but we'll talk about it here because that's what we do. The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Radio show.
Trigger warning for leftists, but apparently blacks won out of their Democratic crap holes because they now cotton to Donald Trump. Yeah, cotton. It's an old term, meaning they like him. I used it intentionally. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can also call the show at 844-551-8255. 55. Not one, folks, but two polls, two new polls show President Trump has rising support amongst the black community. And the leftist, you're not going to admit this publicly. You're not going to hear this on CNN. Don Lemon will not tell you this. But the left are panicked. They have no place to go. They must be panicked. Because they ginned up a bunch of nonsense about Donald Trump being a racist. And then the president doubles his support from among blacks. Wow. I just want you to consider that. How long have we talked about Trump being a racist? Now, we are in year two of Trump is a racist. Prior to that, nobody said it. In fact, the man has gotten awards. He got some kind of a – he's standing there with Rosa Parks. And getting an award for his what he's done in the black community. This has been, you know, I don't know, two or three decades ago. The left want to forget that past, do they? You think they want to harken back to when Trump stood with Rosa Parks and a couple of other black leaders and got an award for what he had done in the black community? Do you think anybody's going to analyze the number of blacks that Donald Trump employed in his businesses and what their roles were? And how many other blacks he's helped, the money that he that people talk about, he sent to Haiti. Who's it, Rand Paul? Rand Paul said, when I went to go to Haiti to do eye surgeries, Donald Trump stepped up, donated money for my trip, period. End of story. Not even questioning it. And let me ask you this. Do you think people aren't aware of this? How many blacks do you think went? I mean, there's a lot that don't like Donald Trump because they're idiots. They've been trained. They might as well be trained seals or monkeys, whatever you want to call them. I know it's going to make some people mad. I don't care. But they're trained to believe the nonsense of the left. They haven't thought about whether Trump – look, you can not like Trump for a lot of reasons. He's a rich guy. I don't like rich people. Okay, fine. But to say he's a racist, that's just idiotic. There's not an ounce of proof. Not an ounce. So it's ridiculous, but that's what they do. So they've suddenly, 2 years ago, give or take – Donald Trump became a racist. They put all this stuff against him. And you know what happened? He won. All the cries of racism. Anyway, according to The Atlantic, among black men, Trump's 2017 average approval rating significantly exceeded his 2016 vote share. The article now points to 23% of black men approve of Trump's performance and 11% of black women. On average, they say, Trump's support among blacks is 17% on average versus 8% that he scored in the 2016 exit polls. Let me tell you, that is DEFCON 1 for the left. At the time of the 2016 exit polls in November, Trump had 13% support among black men and 4% support among black women. So let's look at those numbers. He's doubled his support. His support among black women is now at 11%. It's almost triple. His support among black men went from 13% to 23%. Three more percentage points and he would double that. He is an average of 17%. I want you to think about he's got double, more than double the black support that he has. Run your election, Oprah. Run in this election. Hillary, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, go for it. The left is no longer going to be fooled, and the black left is starting to get it. Look, these are not overwhelming numbers, but I got some more news for you. Poll was based on a cumulative analysis of 605,000 people, ironically conducted by SurveyMonkey. I'm just surprised that the left even let that get out. I mean, think about it. Yeah, now you get it. Delayed laugh. Okay, we call that witlag. Yeah, SurveyMonkey conducted this this a survey. You know, so look, in case you don't believe it, let's look at the CBS poll. The CBS poll showed similar support for blacks for Trump, reporting that 18% of blacks now support President Trump. So it was 17% average and 18% in this one. But I looked at it because I wanted to get an idea of the numbers, and only 41% of blacks were firmly against President Trump, saying he's a racist. I want nothing to do with him. And that's your typical base, no matter what. When you start an election, you give everybody 40% and everybody else fights for the 20. Because that's just, look, on the conservative side, we're smart, we're right. The 40% of the morons on the left, they're just trained monkeys. You know, they do whatever they want. You throw them a banana and they go, okay, thank you, and they walk away. So that's that. You're not going to do anything with them. They're getting free money. They love government. You're not going to change them. But here's the deal. Monolithically, blacks have voted overwhelmingly Democrat. And now you're beginning to see that let me just put it this way. If Donald Trump somehow gets 40% of blacks that just go, you know what? I'm sick of these other guys over there. Katie, bar the door. It's over. And the left know this. That's why DACA was so important. That's why letting these illegals in is so important. They have absolutely rung you know how you have a ring of towel and there's a few more drops, you know, and you just keep squeezing it and twisting it, you know, just trying to get it. There's no more drops to get out of the towel. The only thing you can do now is just kind of let it dry on its own because you can't squeeze any more out. 41% of blacks are firmly against the president, which means 59% are willing to give him a chance. I honestly can't imagine how Democrats feel after evaluating the information that is in the report that I read. You talk about a swift kick to your nether regions. This was it. Here was question number two, just to give you an example. If you could give the State of the Union, which comes closer to how you would describe things, is this country better than it was a year ago, worse than it was a year ago, the same as it was a year ago? 35% said better. 21% said same. So for all intents and purposes, 56% say, you know, we're okay. 43% said worse. So, and I don't know where the other 1% went. But that's what the CBS thing said. So here's what it means essentially. 35% of black folks, 35% believe they are better off under the white Republican rich president. 21% said it's roughly the same. And 43% are holdouts stuck in the Afro dashiki platform shoe wearing era. Okay, fine. Keep that 40 something percent. Donald Trump has almost 60% of the black folks that are now looking at him and going, huh, And I'm going to tell you something. I believe more black people voted for Trump than people are telling you, number one. And I know for a fact he's winning black folks over. Think about it. 35% of the people better off. Do you believe Trump could get 35% of blacks in the next election? Not to go all Sarah Palin on you, but you betcha. So the question is, why the shift? Do I really need to answer this? Positive results. President Trump, outside of this MLK thing, saying, you know, the black vote, the black vote, whatever. I don't even know what his speech was. I was on TV talking about it. But here's the thing. No matter, President Trump is not going to pander to blacks in terms of the economy. Well, we'll see. He's just going to go out and do what he does. He's just going to deliver. And because blacks are historically the underclass, thank you, Democrats, we are the ones who benefit most from Trump's results. Thus, black unemployment has dropped, I think they said, to record low since they've been started keeping records. And this is particularly because the illegals find life so much more difficult in Trump's America. They've had to go home. These jobs can now go back to black teens. They can go to young black men who want to start their careers. And here's the thing about working. It builds esteem, and that's what is being reflected in these new polls. And that's why the men are more impactful right now than the women. But let me tell you something. Black women are beginning to get it. They are going. I think black women are going to finally say of Donald Trump, this guy is our guy. This is our man right here. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post both had articles that essentially said the same thing. Look. This economy is so helping blacks. Here, think about what happened year one, what he was able to accomplish and how it lifted things for blacks. Wait till year two when more blacks are buying homes, they're buying cars, they've got more expendable income, and they're just feeling better. But folks, let me tell you, this is DEFCON 1 for the Democrats. They are so afraid. I don't know what they're going to do, but this is as scared as they can get.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Historians now wrestling with how to teach LGBT history to school children as California becomes the first state to use LGBT inclusive textbooks in elementary schools. William Lajeunesse is live in Los Angeles with this story, William.
Hey, Rick, it's controversial because some publishers were not comfortable identifying people as gay. They did not out themselves, or their conclusion lacked evidence. And secondly, these courses are not optional, meaning parents cannot opt out.
Okay.
Welcome to elementary school, where in California the law requires a fair, accurate, inclusive, and respectful treatment of lesbian, gay, bi, and transsexual Americans.
I think what's going on here is an effort to politicize history.
We're not trying to make anybody gay. We're not saying there's an agenda. We're not saying that these people are better than other people. What we're saying is this is another group of Americans, and they face certain prejudices.
The state required publishers like Mark Jarrett to include the sexual preferences of prominent historical figures, among others, activist Jane Addams, writers Emily Dickinson and Nathaniel Hawthorne, and President James Buchanan, though evidence is inconclusive.
I think we should say Buchanan, he never married. He had a very good friend who was living with him. He may have been gay. On the other hand, at that time, being gay was seen as something evil and wrong.
The state approved Jarrett's text for eighth graders. In it, he refers to stagecoach driver Charlie Parkhurst as a woman who identified as a man. Baron von Steuben, who helped Washington at Valley Forge, may have been gay. Poet Walt Whitman was drawn to young men in parks and dance halls, but denied his same-sex preferences in public.
Much of this is speculation. It's not good history.
The state rejected publishers who refused to label some figures as gay and forced another to insert the word lesbian when referring to astronaut Sally Ride.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There you have it. In case you're wondering what the gay agenda was. You know, here's the funny thing about it. I don't really care what people's sexuality was. That's so strange to me to have people say, Leonardo da Vinci preferred the company of men. What does that have to do with what he did? Michelangelo, you know, he was gay. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know whether either one of those guys is gay. My point is, can I not evaluate him on his works? I was having some discussion with a guy, declared himself to be, and I'm going to tell you how the conversation started. I can't say the word on the radio, but I'll use the one that rhymes with him. But the message to me was very short and sweet, and it was maggot. That's what he wrote. Except, you know, with the F. And so I wrote back and said, I'm sorry you feel so lowly about yourself. You know, get some help and things will be okay. And he goes something like, you know I'm talking about you, this, that, and the other. And so I reasoned with him. I toyed with him at first. I said something along the lines of, well, you know, you're really, you've just triggered me. And I pretended to be, you know, very sensitive. I said, you triggered me in use of that word. And I find it very offensive. And I played along with him for a bit. And then he says to me, I in no way implied that I'm tolerant. And so I said, oh, okay, great. So now we can go there. So then I went at him hard. I can't even say what I wrote to him on the radio. But I went at him hard. And I said, you homophobic, this, that, and the other. And so then he writes me back. And he's almost taken aback. Right? Because I've been joking with him at first. Now I came at him and, you know, I body slammed him. So he comes back, you know, like offended. And I said, oh, well, hey, princess. You know, here's how he tells me. I'm a, no exaggeration, guys, this is exactly what he wrote to me. He says, I'm a trans-dressing bisexual. Is that what they call it? Trans-dressing? Cross-dressing bisexual. And his code name was, it looked like Allie, but I think he called himself Alice something, if I recall correctly. So he does that. And I said, okay, well, great. So I'm going to refer to you as cross-dressing bisexual. And my name's Kevin. And, you know, if you understand what I'm doing here, folks, I was making the bigger point that, oh, so you want me to recognize you for your cross-dressing bisexuality. Fine. That's what I'll call you. And he never gave me a name, but when I referred to him, I would say, okay, well, cross-dressing bisexual, you know, blah, 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 and I'd state it. And He finally, I don't remember, you know, exactly how everything ended up, but he kept getting nicer and nicer and nicer. And I said, oh, now we're starting to play well together. Because see, here's the thing. I just gave you my name. I don't care about your sexuality. I don't care about your cross dressing. If that's what makes you happy, do it. But see, my name's Kevin, and you can get to learn about me. If you want to learn about me, you'll find out that I'm a heterosexual. But I don't lead with that. I'm not a straight-dressing heterosexual, because that's how I'm not going to have you introduced to me. If I met you at a soccer game, maybe that's what we share in common. If I met you at the theater, more than likely, that's maybe what we share in common. And we can find out our commonalities versus dealing with our sexuality. Are you looking for things to separate us? Because let me tell you something, there's a lot. Maybe we don't like the same foods. You ever been with somebody and you go, you know, hey, what do you guys want to eat? You know, oh man, let's go Italian. Nah, I can't do pastas, man, because that's me. Pastas just stick to my hips, my childbearing hips. And I just don't want to eat it. I avoid it as much as I can. So maybe, but what, you can't eat no Italian food? What's up with you? You all crazy up in here? No, you just go, hey, well, what about Thai? Oh, I love Thai. Okay, great, let's all do Thai. You don't have a knockdown, drag out over something like that. The left want to make this peculiar little thing that they do. I'm talking about the LGBT community. They want to make the sexuality of them, that's the basis of your life. Oh, we're discriminated against. Let me tell you something, LGBT. Short people are discriminated against. Extremely tall people are discriminated against if they can't ball, if they can't play ball. Fat people are discriminated against. Ugly people are discriminated against. You don't introduce yourself, hi, Kevin, hello, I'm ugly heterosexual man. No, you don't have to. Go to a bar. There'll be plenty of women that will tell you just that. They won't say it outright, but you'll get the hint. Now, plop out your bank statement, throw your Ferrari keys on the thing, open up a bar tab and buy everybody a bar thing and find out how pretty you get. You get what I'm saying? I don't care that Leonardo da Vinci might have been gay. And the thing about it, what's interesting, look at what these people say. They want it to be fair, accurate, and inclusive of the LGBT community, yet it's inconclusive evidence when they talk about, oh, this person, he was never married, therefore he may have been gay. He had a man who was this, that, or the other. That doesn't mean anything. He might have just been asexual. He might not have cared. That might have been just, he preferred the companion of men because he was tired of dealing with women. Leftist women, of course. Conservative women, you're awesome. Stagecoach driver Charlie Parker, she faked her role as a man, you know, because she was a cross-dresser or whatever. No, maybe she faked it because she wanted a job. Baron von Steuben was known to love the company of men. He was helped George Washington, but there were rumors. Really? Can we just make rumors about everybody? Hey, I have a rumor that Rosie O'Donnell's not really a vile gay woman. Let's rewrite history. No, let's not. Walt Whitman, he could have been gay. He wrote poetry. really? That's accuracy? The person who said that we're politicizing history is exactly right. You know what these people have in common for the most part, and I'm not a historian by any means. They have in common that they're Americans. They have in common that they did something significant. Whether it's through art, literature, engineering, politics, or whatever, they did something significant that helped in the forming of this nation. And you know what? I don't care if they're black, white, or whatever. I presume, because of the fabric of America, that, you know, it's an interesting factoid to me when I read about, you know, McCoy. Or when I read about, you know, Harriet Tubman, or whatever. It's an interesting factoid that these people were black. Okay? But it isn't the end-all, be-all. It isn't the thing that... What makes me excited is to understand our history and its impact on why things are easier today or why we are where we are today. I don't know Susan B. Anthony from, you know, Martha Stewart's grandma. But what I'll tell you this is what I know about her and what she did to help women's suffrage. Congratulations to her. How many people even know about Maggie Walker, her black counterpart, who was really one of the women responsible for women's suffrage? So, you know, look, history shouldn't be rewritten, and it certainly shouldn't be rewritten based on sexuality. It should be rewritten based on what your contribution was.
He won't. won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.